Pop rock radio. If the records weren't free, we'd be all new.
It's 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. Vince Vinyl here, and right now it's 10 p.m. on Friday night. That means we'll be doing it for the GIs for the next 2 hours. This is the Fighting Forces Friday show. And what do you say we kick it off with some blues tracks? Here's a great one by request from Army PFC Dan Boschinski.
I've been losing my mind. Tell me something that'll ease the pain. I am living life in vain. Crying doesn't help me anymore. Tell me something that'll ease my mind. I am walking the line. Trying doesn't get me anywhere. I wander through the night, all the stars are shining bright, searching for a guiding light. I wander through the night. Tell me something else I need to know. Can you teach me how to live, how to understand, how to love and how to give? Anger burns in bitterness and fills me up inside. Can't face it, and there's no place I can hide.
Tell me something, 'cause I need to know. Can you teach me how to live, how to understand, how to love and how to give? Anger burns in bitterness and fills me up inside. Without your love, there's nowhere I can hide.
I bet I can describe the man you're gonna fall in love with. He's all the things I'll never be. I know is all in my mind. The man you're gonna fall in love with, but it's real enough to steal your heart, no matter what I do. The man you're going to fall in love with, the man you're going to fall in love with, the man you're going to fall in love with. After you leave me, he'll love you strong, he'll love you. The man you're gonna fall in love with, he'll have money in the bank, and he'll wash the dishes too. Oh yeah. I keep comparing myself, oh, to that man, the man you're gonna fall in love with. But I never measure up to half the man he'll be for you. The man you're going to fall in love with, the man you're going to fall in love with, the man you're going to fall in love with after you.
Thank you. when you look at me, as if you don't know me, and you talk to me like you've never met me. I can leave you alone if I tried. If I tried, I could tell you goodbye. If I wanted to, I could be long gone. Well, I don't have to be nobody's.
Rodney Crowell and I Don't Have to Crawl, wrapping up a 25-minute set of the good stuff. Stay was from Canuck singer and picker Colin James. Curtis Stigers did The Man You're Gonna Fall in Love With. And Through the Night was in there, just a great blues track from the new Queen LP. Paul Rogers and Brian May dealing it on that one. And it was Deep Purple that started us off with Mistreated. Howdy y'all, Vince here on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. Sure appreciate you tuning in for the January 29th edition of the Fighting Forces Friday Show. Every Friday night, we dedicate the 10 o'clock to midnight portion of our broadcast to uniformed men and women serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. We record the program and burn it to disc, then send a bunch of copies to GIs in those two combat areas, just to remind them that they're supported and missed like crazy by everybody back home. We want them to keep their heads on a swivel and get back here safe and sound ASAP.
This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
What a dirty, filthy mind you got.
I do indeed, I'll grant you that. But I do know that women can sing the blues just as good as anyone else. Case in point, here's Susan Tedeschi.
break these blues, 'cause these blues, they just won't burn, just won't burn. Oh, they just won't burn. Oh, they just won't burn. Oh, they won't. Oh, 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 they just won't.
Thank you. slip through my fingers. What am I gonna do? I'm the cause of all the trouble, and it makes my poor heart hurt. I've been trying to tell you people that the blues hit me in my life. Oh, you know I was born for trouble, and it's a hard, hard road till I die. I've loved and lost so many men, the cause of many broken hearts. Drank and drifted through the years and watched my family fall apart. I've been trying to tell you people that the blues hit me in my life. It's a hard, hard road till I suitcase, put my misery inside, throw away the pain and trouble that I felt for all my life. Well, now I'm trying to tell you people that the blues hit me in my life. And it's a hard, hard road till the day I die.
search for a dream. No use to try anymore as before. Someday I'll die, and maybe then I'll be with you.
Actually, a Peter Green tune called Closing My Eyes, done there by English outfit Naked Blue. Hard Road was from Debbie Davies, one time Rolling Stones guitarist Mick Taylor doing a nice picking on that one. And I'm the Blues was by Carol Chase, and Just Won't Burn started that set. Guess I told you that was Susan Tedeschi. 15 minutes before 11 p.m. on a Fighting Forces Friday night. A rainy night here in the KCUF hood. Hope the new year is starting off well for you. Man, we're already a month into this deal. Stay tuned, got good stuff straight ahead. First this.
At 92.9 FM, this is KCUF Boulder Creek, your clown power station for California's Central Coast.
Clown power!
Clown power!
Clown power!
Clown power!
Okay, that was a really good rally, guys. Now who wants ice cream?
Yeah! Yeah!
You know, ladies, it is said that the key to a man's heart is through his stomach. This is a bunch of crap. No, no, give your man what he truly desires. Something guaranteed to make him feel like a man. Do you know? Can you guess? Why, the answer is right on the tip of your tongue. Give your man
fellatio.
Fellatio. The sexy new cologne from friggin' laboratories.
Fellatio.
For the man whose appetites go well beyond meat and potatoes.
Something and there's no harm in a little fun. Why?
get you, baby, wait and see. Why don't you wanna fall in love? Why don't you wanna fall in love? Why don't you wanna fall in love with a guy like me? Sweet little one, I'm gonna show you the world and everything under the sun. Try to stop me, there ain't nothing nobody can do. Why don't you wanna fall in love? Why don't you wanna fall in love? Why don't you wanna fall in love with a gal? Why don't you wanna fall in love? Why don't you wanna fall in love? Why don't you wanna fall in love with a gal like me? With a gal. Stick around. Couple of buckets of crude oil to heat your castle.
Baby, I'll testify on that one, How Those Mountain Girls Can Love. That was Hal Ketchum and the legendary Ralph Stanley. Silver Dagger was Dolly Parton. Corb Lund did Daughter Don't You Marry No Guitar Picker. And A Guy Like Me was from Reckless Kelly. It's 11 p.m. You're listening to 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. 1 hour left in the Fighting Forces Friday show for this week. So let's pack it full of good stuff. I got a classic from Norman Greenbaum straight ahead by request right after this.
I'm an auto mechanic. That means I get my hands dirty and I grab my balls a lot. So after a long, hard week of ripping off customers, all that grubby grease can soak through the crotch of my work pants, making my sack soiled and slippery. And that's when I reach for new Scrotum Scrub. Scrotum Scrub is a unique combination of steel wool, turpentine, battery acid, and sandpaper. And just one application of Scrotum Scrub will remove those unsightly oil slicks, plus most of your pubic hair. Obviously, Scrotum Scrub keeps working long after you use it. And with Scrotum Scrub, you can buff those gonads up into a shine she can see herself in. Not only that, but it'll make your balls bigger. At least until the swelling goes down. So don't let a greasy groin leave you testy. Scrape away that scum and take a bite out of grime with new Scrotum Scrub. Scrotum Scrub. It takes a man to use it.
Thank you. of innocence, warmest sunlight in the fall. About love and money, you don't say a word at all. Eyes on the horizon, leaned up against the door. Yeah, shadow cross your face, oh, yeah, your heart's on the floor. Walls closing in on you, but you feel lonely in the crowd. Confounded by the silence, yeah, you need to scream out loud. Change for you is a hard day's work. Oh, whoa, ain't it so? Yeah, this universe between us, well, yeah, it just has to go. No matter how hard you try, life won't give a moment's rest. Yeah, now you come to know that nothing feels like success. Watching fire leaping upward near the house last fall. Cold, cold comfort, like the rhythm of withdrawal. You might be sipping tea with saints, eating bread with jelly. Yeah, but a wise man once told me, he said, laughter leaves a full belly. No matter how hard you try, life won't give a moment's rest. Yeah, now you come to know that nothing fails like success. No matter how hard you try, life won't give a moment's rest. Yeah, now you come to know that nothing fails like success.
Stand a little closer to what it is we're leaning on. Who was it that first said it? Could it be he could be wrong?
About the pilgrims and the natives having dinner on the lawn.
I think if I was ever king, I would buy a censorship, where the only books upon the shelves were the ones that I had read. Oh, and put them up in borders, send my photo down the spine.
To tell the story of the living without forgetting those who died.
And I would die a happy man, cause I did the best that I could do.
To find a better way of leaving, should we leave that up to you?
Who was it that first said it? Yeah, the one who said it best.
You got to envy your neighbors, at least the ones who are still left. We gotta stand a little closer to the lessons that we've learned. Is it just a premonition? Could we really get ourselves both burned?
I've been sent here on a mission to find what we agree upon.
We don't agree about September, could we agree on Vietnam? I think if I was ever a publisher, I'd buy a pirate ship, where the mission at each position is to shoot and to clear.
Clean the photos up a little, censor the ship out of here.
So I could put it up with borders, turn a profit on the trip. Charge the public for the overhead of 1492.
And if they need a better reason, tell them we got living proof.
could do
to find a better way of leaving. Should we leave that up to you?
Who was it that first said it? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
You got to L-O-V-E your neighbors, at least the ones who live today.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call.
Simon, Paul Simon there, and you can call me Al. Baby Boomer, the one just before that, was from Monsters of Folk. Harry Manx did Nothing Succeeds Like Failure, and Spirit in the Sky was from Petaluma Cat Norman Greenbaum. You're listening to Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. I'm Vince, you're you, and I got a couple of questions for you. Did you make any New Year's resolutions? And how many of them are you still good with? Yeah, kind of that way with me too. Now here's the nurse at the sports desk.
Hi, this is the personal nurse from the KCUF sports desk. Here's our reporter Mark Downs with the Onion Newsnet sports break.
Earlier today, the Detroit Lions were paid a special visit by some NFL players as part of the league's mentoring program. Our own Reggie Greengrass was there to witness the heartwarming scene. Reggie, I bet the Lions had the time of their lives.
They certainly did, Mark. The look on the Lions' faces when their favorite player showed up, their eyes were as big as saucers.
Well, you can hardly blame them. It's not every day they get to hang out with actual NFL athletes.
Definitely.
And these Lions have been through so much. Not winning a game last year, bad draft decisions, Matt
Millen. It's really sad, Mark. I mean, no team should have to endure what the Lions have had to go through.
Most people just write the Lions off as lost causes.
That's exactly right, and people don't understand how much it means to a Detroit Lion when some real professional football players take the time to teach you how to make a tackle.
Oh, wow, they'll remember that for the rest of their lives.
The
Giants' Ahmad Bradshaw was there too, right?
Yes, at one point Bradshaw had the ball, and he was kind of like play running towards the end zone, and one by one the Lions were jumping all over him to tackle him, but they couldn't bring him down. He scores the touchdown, and they all fall into a big heap laughing. It was so adorable.
Yeah, well, and that's a great lesson for the Lions too. Just do your best and have fun. That's what's important, right?
Yeah, they had fun all right. At one point, this young Detroit Lion, Jerome Felton, he marches right up to Kyle Bowler and asks him for an autograph.
Yeah, they're not shy, those Lions. Yeah. I imagine the experience really brought the whole Lion, the Lion team closer together as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, early in the day, some of the Lions had been teasing Kevin Smith because he kept dropping the ball and tripping on his shoelaces.
Wow.
But Terrence Holt told the Lions that friends and teammates always help each other when things are tough.
And that's a good lesson for them to learn.
Yeah, and by the end of the day, Kevin was catching some passes and even running them into the end zone. The Lions, who were making fun of him before, even started calling him Touchdown Kevin.
Oh, that's really nice, especially coming from Holt. He used to be a Lion himself.
That's right. He told the Lions that with hard work, dedication, a little bit of luck, someday they could get out of Detroit, too.
Wow, I'm getting a little misty here. Thanks for the story, Reg.
You got it.
Coming up next, the Baseball Hall of Fame is inducted into the Hall of Halls of Fame.